Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
This is Simply Scottish. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for joining us on the program. Simply Scottish is a weekly podcast of Scottish music and features. Join our conversation at facebook.com/simplyscottish or using the Twitter handle at Simply Scottish. Visit simplyscottish.com for more information on the music and content of each episode and get in touch with me directly via email, podcast@simplyscottish.com. That's podcast@simplyscottish.com. On this week's episode, a look at some pioneers in Scottish medicine. To begin, here's music from a band called the Clumsy Lovers. Based out of Canada, their music is a unique blend of bluegrass and Celtic rock. This is Highland Skip. Listening to Simply Scottish. Christianity was introduced in Scotland in the 6th century. The early saints were popular partly due to their powers of healing, which had a supernatural origin but was no doubt informed by their knowledge of the medical lore of the ancients. For centuries, people with medical needs would collect the waters of healing wells. Monasteries contained Latin translations of ancient medical books and a garden where medicinal herbs could be cultivated. Some had hospitia, where monks specially skilled in medicine cared for sick or wounded travellers and locals. As schools were established and interaction with other nations developed, medical knowledge became more widely available. Schools of medicine in Scottish universities allowed a marriage of medical study and practice. Specialists in surgery emerged. In 1699, the Royal College of Physicians of Edinburgh issued the first edition of a Pharmacopoeia, a volume that helped to standardise medical prescriptions and treatments. In the 18th century, a doctor was not always easy to come by, especially in poorer rural areas, and it was often the laird or the local clergy who had some medical knowledge. Books like The Poor Man's Physician helped people who could not afford the direct and immediate attention of a practitioner. The 18th century also saw a movement toward building full-scale hospitals for treating the sick in larger numbers. Examples include the Royal Infirmary in Edinburgh and Glasgow. Working in Scotland, Joseph Lister revolutionised medicine and surgery by pioneering antiseptic surgery and sterilisation. Born in England, the son of a Quaker, he spent most of his professional life in Scotland, initially coming to Edinburgh in 1853 as an assistant to Professor James Syme at the Royal Infirmary. In 1860, he became Professor of Surgery at the University of Glasgow. In those days, the mortality rate for surgeries was high due to blood poisoning and gangrene. After reading the work of Louis Pasteur on microorganisms, Lister experimented and developed successful methods for sterilization and the prevention of infection. His fame grew, and after becoming Professor of Surgery at the University of Edinburgh, his lectures would often attract audiences of 400 or more. Coming up, two more pioneers of Scottish medicine, Elsie Ingalls and Alexander Fleming. More music now from a CD of inspirational Celtic melodies called Come Join the Dance. Elsie Ingalls was born in India in 1864. After her father retired from the East India Company, the family moved back to Scotland and settled in Edinburgh. After the opening of the Edinburgh School of Medicine for Women in 1886, Ingalls began to train as a doctor. Before too long, she had established her own medical school for women and completed her own training at Glasgow's Royal Infirmary. Her first job was at London's New Hospital for Women. In 1894, she opened a maternity hospital and midwifery resource centre in Edinburgh. Her dissatisfaction with the standard of medical care available to women at the time led her to become politically active. Ingalls played an important role in the early years of the Scottish Federation of Women's Suffrage Societies and travelled around Scotland giving speeches on women's medical education. At the outbreak of World War I, Ingalls promptly suggested the creation of women's medical units on the Western Front. The British government turned down her offer, so she took the idea to the French, who warmly received her help staffing two hospitals entirely with women. Ingalls also dispatched women's units to other areas, including Serbia, Romania, Malta, Corsica, and Russia. In Serbia, she worked to improve hygiene and reduce epidemics of typhus that were raging there. According to one biography, "What appealed to all those with whom Elsie Ingalls came in contact was her extraordinary sympathy and understanding. Everyone loved her, from the tired peasant women who tramped miles to ask the Scottish doctoress for advice about their babies, to the wounded soldiers whose pain she had alleviated." In 1915, she was captured by the Germans in Serbia, but later released. In 1917, she was forced to return home, suffering from cancer. She died on November 26, 1917, with a funeral service at St. Giles Cathedral. Winston Churchill said of Ingalls and her nurses that, quote, "they will shine in history." The Elsie Ingalls Memorial Hospital was opened in 1925 as a memorial to Ingalls' work. It was well liked for its intimate atmosphere by mothers who often referred to it as Elsie's. I myself was born there in 1978. The hospital closed 10 years later, with all Edinburgh births now occurring at Edinburgh's Royal Infirmary.
Life is hard somehow. Life is cold somehow. It can make you, or it can break you in pieces all around. There is no return. Once the seal is undone, morning dawning with life abounding, in time we all must fall. And it seems to be this way. Hearts change and brightness fades, and it leaves you facing the days, and your hope is blown apart. Life is hard. Down that road, it's the only road we know. Night's so blinding, the world denying that love. So love the world. what words to ease pain. A life to live again. What can lift you up from this place?
That was Runrig with a song called Life Is from their album In Search of Angels. This is Simply Scottish, on the web at simplyscottish.com. On this episode, we're looking at pioneers in Scottish medicine. Alexander Fleming was a Scottish bacteriologist and Nobel Prize winner, best known for his discovery of penicillin. He was born in Ayrshire in 1881, the son of a farmer. After studying at Kilmarnock Academy and the Royal Polytechnic Institution in London, Fleming took positions as assistant bacteriologist and later lecturer at St. Mary's Hospital Medical School in Paddington. During World War I, he served as a captain in the Royal Army Medical Corps, working in battlefield hospitals at the Western Front in France, similar to his contemporary Elsie Ingalls. In 1928, while a professor at the University of London, he made his most significant discovery. Purely by accident, he noticed a culture in his laboratory that was contaminated by fungus, destroying colonies of bacteria nearby. Fleming tried for years with limited success to study, grow, and isolate the antibiotic properties of the substance he named penicillin. It wasn't until later that two other researchers, Ernst Boris Chain and Howard Florey, began researching and mass-producing it with funds from the US and British governments. By 1945, they had enough to treat all the wounded Allied forces from World War II. In 1999, Time magazine named Fleming one of the 100 most important people of the 20th century for his discovery of penicillin, saying, quote, "It was a discovery that would change the course of history. The active ingredient in that mold turned out to be an infection-fighting agent of enormous potency." Millions of lives have been saved and continue to be saved by Fleming's discovery. This episode and all further episodes of Simply Scottish are dedicated to my mother, Samantha McDermott, who recently passed away after a 4-year battle with cancer. Her adventurous spirit, courage, determination, and love for her Saviour have inspired me for years and will continue to do so. She embodied what it means to be simply Scottish, and it's for her that I continue this show. For more information on the music and content of this episode, visit our website at simplyscottish.com. Between episodes, get updates and chances to win our monthly music giveaway by liking us on Facebook, facebook.com/simplyscottish, or by following us on Twitter. Our handle is @simplyscottish. We'll close with one of my mother's favourite Scottish songs, The Briar and the Rose. The last verse reads, "And when I'm buried in my grave, tell me so I will know, your tears will fall to make love grow, the briar and the rose." I'm Andrew McDermott. Tune in next time for more of all things Scottish on Simply Scottish.
I fell asleep down by a stream, and there I heard the stranger's dream. And down by Brennan's glen there rose a briar and a rose. There's a tree in the forest.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content is copyright 2012, Simply Scottish Media. All music used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience on the web at www.simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, I don't know how long it's been, but I was born in Brennan's Glen, and near the end of spring there grows the briar and the rose. I picked the rose one early morn. I pricked my finger on a thorn. It had grown so close, its winding wove. Tears may fall to make love.